about 22. The historical text states how there was a potential conflict between, or a potential conflict in the making. David had begun his role as a court musician, and Israel was again in danger at the hands of the Philistines. The armies were drawn up on opposite sides of the Valley of Elah, a few miles southwest of Jerusalem. Apparently intimidated by each other, they decided that the outcome would be determined by a contest of champions who would engage each other in mortal combat. The Philistines offered Goliath, a giant, about 9 feet 9 inches tall. But Israel couldn't find no one worthy, not even King Saul. That's in verses 4 through 11. We are told Goliath wore a bronze helmet and a coat of scales, armor, weighed about 5,000 shekels. That is about 125 pounds, and bronze greaves, which is leg, which is kind of used to protect the shins on your leg. He was armed with a bronze javelin, a long spear with a 15-pound iron tip. We're told how David heard of the dilemma, and having been sent to the camp of Israel with provision for his brothers, begged Saul to let him take on the Philistines. My brothers and sisters, I gave a historical transition to let us see how there will be giants that will impact all of our lives, and how great the giant is, he's still just a man. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that we can see in this story is just how intimidating giants can be. Goliath was very intimidating. He stood 9.5 feet tall. He was a professional soldier and probably had a deep, booming voice like Barry White. Verse 11 tells us when Saul and the Israelite heard Goliath issuing his challenge, that they were terrified and deeply shaken. In other words, they were scared. Later, in verse 24, it says, when the Israelites saw Goliath, they all began to run away from him because of their fear. So just the sight of Goliath or the sound of Goliath's voice caused them to fear, and the nation trembled. My brothers and sisters, the giants we face can be just intimidating to us. Goliath, my brothers and sisters, was a man who disowned God, and he intimidated a nation. When we think about this intimidation to you and I, the intimidation that we face in life can be all types, and all types of giants that occur in our life. Some of us here this morning are facing emotional giants. Giants like worry, doubt, fear, anxiety. Am I in your neighborhood yet? Some of us are facing mental giants, like stress, insecurity, or even depression. Some of us are facing physical giants like disease, pain, or even disabilities. Some of us are facing Goliath, or maybe some of us may be like Goliath. Maybe we have a bad habit, or maybe we've got an addiction that you just can't kick. Some of us, it's like a problem at work, or a subject at school, or a financial problem that not only won't go away, but just keep getting bigger. My brothers and sisters, like Goliath, the giants in our life taunt us. Day after day, we wake up in the morning, Brother Shepherd, hoping that they will all go away. But day after day, those giants reappear. Day after day, our giants humiliate us and do their best to make our life miserable. And then to hear the voice of a giant threatening you, putting yourself, my brothers and sisters, in David's shoes, what would you do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with a sling, a shepherd's sling, and just a stone? Surrounded by the sounds of thousands of warriors shaking their armor at you, and a giant calling out your name and laughing at you, reminding you of all the time you failed before and failed again. The giant keep on telling you time and time again, you'll never win. You will never win. And so many times we want to give up because there's some giants in our head. You know, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He can get in your head, and he can alter the way you think, but you first got to invite him in. My brothers and sisters, there's some good news. In spite of all of these giants that plague a nation and plague a country, I need to speak to America. The giants you face were created by your own hands. The Constitution says, in God we trust, not giants. But if you allow a giant to enter into this equation, you put God out of that equation. Here's something local and transcending. If we allow giants to impact our worship experience, we are putting God out of his own house, and we're allowing giants to come in. And the Lord is speaking parenthetically, demonstratively, and definitively to a nation and to a house and to his people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then when they hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Conquer your giant, for your giant can only have power if you render it to him. My brothers and sisters, you can't defeat it on your own any more than David could defeat Goliath without God's help. I'm strong enough, I'm man enough, I'm big enough to handle my difficulty. No, you're not. God made you a mortal creature, which means that you will crumble under the dust of oppression if you cannot place God in the midst of your battles. We have struggled as a nation because we have forgotten the concepts from which we came. And God is asking the question to all of us, do you love me more than these? David knew that he knew everything that was happening in his life was made possible, that was on his own ability, but by God. David knew it didn't matter how big or how bad Goliath was. God was on his side. And that was all that mattered. And when you know who you know is on your side, you can stand in the midst of trials and tribulation. You can stand in the midst of adversity and strife. You can stand against the numbers that are against you. But the scripture said, if I be for you, I am more than the world against you. So the question is, who's standing on your side? The enemy have identified all who are the Lord, because God has put a seal upon us. And the enemy says, if I can just break down the leader, I can break down the house. How many houses have been broken down because the enemy is attacking in the church at the leader? How many houses are closing today because pastors are falling by the wayside, because things are happening on the inside that they just can't take anymore? How many churches are closing because there is no unity, no harmony within the structure, the confines of God's house? God on your side can make all things possible. Secondly, the second lesson I think we can learn from the story of David and Goliath is that giants often have accomplices. Giants always have accomplices. Now, I'm not talking about Goliath's shield bearer. I'm talking about David's own brother. Listen to what Eliab, his brother, told David in verse 28. Now Eliab, his older brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was aroused against David. And he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. That's his brother. That's somebody, Brother Shepherd, close to you. When Eliab heard David discussing the situation with some of the men, he became angry. He looked at David with disgust and said, I'm paraphrasing this, what are you doing here anyway? What did you do with the sheep you were supposed to be watching out in the desert? David was just asking a question. He didn't even say anything about fighting a giant to those men. And his brother was already trying to put him in his place.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
I feel good.